Phoenix Audio presents
Flight of Eagles by Jack Higgins. The English Channel, 1997, Chapter 1. When we lost the starboard engine, I knew we were in trouble. But then the whole trip was bad news from the start. My wife had been staying with me for a few days at our house in Jersey in the Channel Islands, when a phone message indicated a strong interest from a major Hollywood producer in filming one of my books. It meant getting over to England fast to our house at Chichester, a staging post to London. I phoned the air taxi firm I usually used, but they had no plane available. However, they'd see what they could do. What they came up with was a Cessna 310 from Granville on the coast of Brittany and a rather aging pilot named DuPont. Beggars, not being choosers, I booked the flight without hesitation because the weather forecast wasn't good and we wanted to get on with it. I sat in the rear, but the 310 had dual controls and my wife, a highly experienced pilot, chose to occupy the right-hand seat in front. Thank God she did. The Channel Islands and the English Channel are subject to fogs that appear in an incredibly short time and close down everything fast, and that's exactly what happened that morning. Taking off from Jersey was fine, but within 10 minutes the island was fogged out, and not only the French coast, but Guernsey as well. We started for the south coast of England, Southampton. DuPont was close to 60 from the look of him, grey-haired, a little overweight. Watching him as he worked the plane, I noticed a film of sweat on his